Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
Weekend in review. We do it every Monday. My weekend was boring, but I'm okay with it. Yours probably wasn't, and I'm okay with it. It's pretty much what we do.
We did some spring work at the old ski house in upstate New York. Turned off the heats, shocked the septic. We didn't need to mow the grass because, wait for it, it snowed up there this past week.
Yeah, it did.
Carried up the patio furniture, cleaned off the deck, all that good stuff, and then visited a couple of wineries.
That's
to make the whole drive worthwhile.
That's the part I saw on social media.
There it is.
I didn't see you doing any work.
I didn't think... Listen,
I didn't post that.
I didn't think anybody was interested in me dumping Clorox into
the septic. You could do that in Point Township on a
you
Monday.
You can indeed.
Anyway.
No, the weather was beautiful. A little chillier than here, but very,
just
very nice. Yeah, not too bad.
There was a baseball game over the weekend that was postponed because of hail. The Atlanta Braves game.
Crazy.
I was like, what is going on with the weather?
Normally, that's like a late summer kind of thing.
Yeah, it was weird. But anyway, I did watch a lot of baseball. I did tinkering around the house, but my roomie, my partner, still recovering from surgery, so we got to lay low.
Yeah.
We can't go anywhere unless I want to hear her scream, ouch.
It just takes so long to recover from.
I don't want a whole weekend of her going, ouch!
No. No heavy lifting for a while. That's okay.
She'll be going back to the Geisinger to
excellent.
To get checked, and then we'll get back on track. We'll get into spring, summer mode sooner or later. Mm-hmm. It's just been a little slow. And then we all popped popcorn and gathered around the television last night to watch the Academy Awards.
Sure we did.
Yeah. You know what I did instead? You can tell me what you did instead. But I watched the Dodgers-Padres game because all of a sudden these two teams hate each other. And then I was wagering on when the fight was going to break out. You know, and then all of a sudden it was like, dude, go to bed.
I've never had the opportunity to see the Dodgers, but yeah. I got to see a bunch of Padres games when we visited friends in San Diego.
Back when they sucked? Because they're really good.
No, they were awful. And the funny thing is the stadium was nowhere near filled. But their apartment complex actually overlooked the stadium. So we just sat on their rooftop.
There you go.
And watched the game. It was really cool. And listened to it on the radio.
I thought they only did that in Chicago, but I guess...
No. You can do that in San Diego. It's really, really
neat.
Well,
now these teams taunt each other constantly.
Yes.
They hate each other.
I am aware.
And I was...
But how did that happen?
It all started in San Diego. Hey, we're going to be good this year, and we're going to beat you because you're World Series champs. And the Dodgers come out and outclass them every single game and go, no.
Fair enough.
Talk all you want, but no is the answer. So I found myself watching that, and then I was like, oh, the 93rd Annual Academy Awards.
I normally like award shows, but it's so different. Now, there was a red carpet, some virtual, some in person. I guess it was dependent upon the person's level of comfort, which is super cool.
That's cool.
Awesome. Yeah. But I don't know. The fashion's cool.
I don't know. It was a weird
year for movies. I wish Movie Mike were here today.
Yeah, he won't be in today, but I'd like to get his take on it, too, because I just had zero interest. I don't know why.
So, you never have interest in award shows, though. You don't.
No, maybe.
I like them.
Maybe the music awards, but then I get tired of that, too.
No, I like the Oscars and I like the Tonys. Those are the two that I appreciate watching. Mm-hmm. It's just so different this year.
Yep. Well, coming up, Fallon will talk about the Oscars with a late night soundbite, and we will get like a winner's montage together, just in case you're wondering about the 2021 Academy Awards. Tom and Laura.
94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning. 94KX.
For Best Actor in a Supporting Role. And the Oscar goes to Daniel Kaluuya. Judith in the
Black. For the Best Supporting Actress, Jo Jung-yoon.
For Best Animated Feature, Soul.
And the Academy Award for Actor goes to Anthony Hopkins, The Father.
The Oscar for Best Actress goes to Frances McDormand, Nomadland.
And the Oscar goes to Chloe Zhao, Nomadland.
And the Oscar goes to Nomadland.
So there you have it, a quick montage of what happened last night at the 93rd Annual Academy Awards.
I'll be honest, I haven't seen a lot of those films.
Yeah, me either, but that's typical for me. You know, what do you go to the movies once a month usually? Not last year.
No. And I haven't been since. It's probably approaching about 2 years since I've been to the movies, which mm-hmm. is really, really sad. Keith and I love the movies.
Maybe we turn it around now. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
Time to start going back to the movies.
I will say, though, on a lot of the streaming services, if you have things like Netflix, Hulu, et cetera, they mm-hmm. have a whole portion that literally is Oscar nominees 2021. So mm-hmm. a lot of these films are available streaming. So I would encourage people to check them out.
No, I'm a big Anthony Hopkins fan.
So am I. I actually just Googled The Father.
Yeah, he grabbed that for The Father, and I had a feeling he would. I got to see that one. No doubt about it.
Oh, you didn't get to see it yet?
No, okay. Not yet. But we'll click on that. That's for sure. And watch it from the comfort of the living room.
Chad
Hershberger is in for Mark Lawrence. He's coming up next.
Indeed.
News, sports, AccuWeather.
We got to hear from Steve, man. It was a little chilly this morning.
Yeah, Steve, how about it? Also, maybe a Quest for the Castle shot next half hour.
It may or may not be happening. You never know what time of day that's going to pop up, but it's all coming up with Tom and Laura in the Morning on 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
It's time to qualify for a trip for four to Disney World with the 94KX Quest for the Castle. Call 1-800-326-94KX right now. And if you're the correct caller for the day, automatically qualify with 94KX.
What call are we taking?
Caller number four, bright and early on this Monday, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
94KX, this is caller four. Congrats.
Thank you. That was
great. Yeah, who's this?
Honey Stolsky.
You got anybody on your guest list you would like to take to Disney?
Yes, I do.
Who's that?
My four-year-old granddaughter.
Oh, you would be the best grandma in the world.
I am the best.
Oh, you are already? Okay.
Yeah.
You just want to maintain that status. That's good. Hey, where are you calling from, Connie?
Elisburg.
You are now qualified for the Quest for the Castle from Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
I'm so excited. I've been trying so hard.
This is Tom and Laura in the Morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Working our way toward news. And Rob Center back with the sports and Steve with the weather. Little League Baseball is our topic of viral comedy. Laura and I were just laughing.
Oh, my gosh. It's a voiceover video, so it's comedy. It's not real, but man, is it really funny.
So do you think the voice on this video, you think the voice is actually the coach, but he never said these things to the kids?
No, I think the voice is like a friend of the coach taking videos of said coach and just being funny like a buddy is.
So these clips were posted of what they call, quote, tough love on his players. Listen to a few of the lines here.
I've got two beers left in the cooler, and you're on pace to throw about 900 pitches this game. We got a problem. Don't worry, Ryan. Your friends and family are used to disappointment. You do know this isn't batting practice, and we're actually trying to win a game out here, right? Dude, happy hour and $5 table dances end in less than an hour. I need you to start throwing strikes. Forget why I came out here.
Are you wasted again, Coach?
Do you hear that? Listen, even Grandma in Heaven is booing you right now.
Grandma in Heaven is booing you right now. It's got to be fake. People start calling in and complaining.
No. It's a funny viral TikTok video. I found it, and it actually is pretty awesome. It's making light of a coach going out and talking to his pitcher, which obviously he's giving proper encouragement and positive reinforcement. He's not actually talking about beer and needing to go to the bar soon after the game.
The bar's closing. You better start throwing strikes. I just think it's, you know, because I played Little League Baseball and my first coach was Mr. Sliker, the owner of Sliker's Auto
Towing. What a great name, Sliker. Yeah, of course that's a sponsor of a baseball team.
Yeah, and he would, if we won, we would get to ride around in his tow truck. We thought it was the greatest thing. We're 8 years old, right?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
So he would come out on the mound and the infield would come in mm-hmm. and he would
for a little chat.
Yep, and he would say stuff like, "Boys," you know, because he smoked about five packs of Camels a day.
Okay, sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, he'd come out and he'd say, "Boys, if you ever want to see the inside of that tow truck again, we're going to start winning." And we would be like, "Oh, we got to win."
It wasn't pizza. Or soda after the game or ice cream that encouraged you.
No.
It was the tow truck.
It was a ride in Sliker's tow truck.
Oh, my goodness.
Truth. So there it is. Where was viral comedy? Where was viral video when I was 8 years old and Slyker owned a tow truck?
It's probably better that there wasn't.
Okay, then.
Mm-hmm.
News is next.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX. You heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
So, the whole global pandemic thing that's been going on the past year.
Yeah.
It's been rough.
None of it's good news.
But I feel like we are at the end of the tunnel. Dare I say it, almost out of the tunnel.
That would be good news.
Right? Because right? Half of the country is already partially vaccinated. We are on the way to well over 200 million people being vaccinated, which would equate to herd immunity. Mm-hmm. However, coronavirus is still out there and we still might need to get tested.
Okay.
Here's the good news.
Okay.
Several at-home COVID tests have been approved and will be hitting retail pharmacies this week.
This week? Wow. Mark,
yes.
Mark talked about it Thursday or Friday.
He did.
That's pretty quick.
Well, here's the thing. You can get results in as little as 15 minutes. They have right around a 92% success rate in determining whether or not you're negative or positive for COVID-19. And there's no need to mail the kit into any lab.
So you just take it home. And you test yourself.
Exactly. So shoppers can buy, it's called Benex Now, which is a kit that's available online at CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart.
Okay.
Retail price is $23.99 plus tax, so I'd say right around $25.
Not bad.
Very affordable. Mm-hmm. The tests, however, are being shipped and will be on shelves in retail stores this week, which means that customers should soon be able to find the kits on physical stores very, very soon.
And that's good news for people at work, you know, because you have to take time off work, get tested, and get your results days later.
Absolutely. No. And they spoke with someone at the CDC, and until the pandemic is clearly over, they said, and I quote, testing resources in all platforms, home, point of care, and hospital, it's an essential tool to getting past this pandemic and moving on and hopefully getting back to life as normal.
That's good news.
Up next, we're headed to Massachusetts, where a family in the western part of the state hired a treasure hunter to settle a decades-old rumor that money was hidden in the house.
Ooh.
Now, there's this guy. He's a treasure hunter named Keith Will. He has a huge YouTube following.
Okay.
He posted a video just this past weekend of a successful hunt for that family.
Get out.
In 2016, he found a treasured wedding ring in the water, blah, blah, blah. He finds stuff all of the time.
Right.
What he did, though, is he took a metal detector and an endoscope, that camera thing, to look under the floorboards.
Yeah.
Are you ready for how much he found?
Tell me.
He found a metal box with $46,000 in cash inside.
Boom! He takes his cut and the family gets the rest. That's
and
good news.
There it is.
Yeah, that's great news.
And last but not least, 11 baby ducks fell into a storm drain out in California.
What?
The animal control officer, who was called to the scene, wanted to save them.
Okay.
She managed to coax them to come out by playing Mother Duck Sounds
Mother
on her
duck
phone.
Sounds.
And that's good news.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
What did you say? Last call video? What was it? In Healingsburg?
Nightcap.
Nightcap.
Not in Healingsburg. It's in Pack Sinus.
Okay. Did they have like a bar set up where you get a nightcap and grab a movie? No?
No.
You know what? You know what the local one was in Northumberland? Wait for it. Nori Video.
Wow. Original.
Clever name.
Mm-hmm.
Very clever. But we went there all the time and my kids would say, Daddy, we can't find a movie, but there's a room back there. Can we go back there and look?
No, kids.
No, the one with the curtain on it? No.
Nope.
Pay no attention.
The wooden beads. The wooden beads.
Pay no attention to the man behind that curtain.
There was no sneaking into that back room.
No, there wasn't. Anyway, you heard the story here in our news department with Chad. A woman is being charged with felony embezzlement for not returning a VHS film.
What did she embezzle?
Exactly. It was like, it wasn't even hers. It was in, she found it in her house and she was like, let's take this back. Well, the store closed in 1999. Or no, the video was from 1999. The store closed. I don't know. She'll explain it. But the movie was Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
So I'm assuming that that's, what is it? Melissa.
Oh,
was it Melissa Joan Hart?
Yeah.
And that was on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
And why is this a felony?
I have no idea. Karen will explain. Her name is Karen McBride. Karen, C-A-R-O-N.
Oh, cool name.
So she's not a Karen. She's a Karen. Anyway, this has got to be funny for her.
The first thing she told me was felony embezzlement. So I thought I was going to have a heart attack. Actually, I had lived with a young man. This was over 20 years ago. He had two daughters that were 8, 10, 11 years old. And I'm thinking he went and got it and didn't take it back or something. I don't know. I have never watched that show in my entire life. Just not my cup of tea. I mean, I didn't try to deceive anyone over Samantha's teenage witch.
I'm with you, Karen. Don't worry. We're with you. Don't we have better things to do in law enforcement than give somebody a felony charge because they didn't rewind their video and send it back? Yeah, I mean, so Karen, I feel for you. I've never seen Sabrina the Teenage Witch either, but hey, let's lighten up. Now, don't go news guy on me, Chad. I don't want to hear it.
Okay. No, I was just going to say they were blockbuster charges against her.
Mr. Dad joke. I wish I had a rim shot right now.
So I'm looking charges into this because it is blowing my mind.
Yes.
So how this all came about was she went to renew her driver's license and it popped up.
And she was
up.
A wanted felon?
Yes, and it popped up with felony embezzlement. So she called. She's like, okay, there's this thing on your license. She felony embezzlement of rented property in the year 2000. The tamperage said at a local store called Movie Place, which closed its doors in 2008.
So it's kind of like...
Yeah, so then she explains herself. But I just don't understand, like, how is this even a thing?
I don't know. She goes to get her driver's license and she finds out she's a wanted felon.
Unbelievable.
Embezzlement.
I guess the case is now with the district attorney.
Why?
In Oklahoma.
You guys must have something better to do.
I certainly would rather have felony charges for something other than Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh my gosh.
Like, you know, Die Hard or something like that.
That's right. I stole that Clint Eastwood movie 21 years ago.
The Untouchables.
Yeah,
or something.
The Untouchables.
Oh
or something.
My gosh.
So, Karen McBride, good luck to you.
Good luck to you.
I hope
you
stay out of jail. And more importantly, I hope you get your driver's license.
As do I.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Do we need more viral comedy? I think we do.
Probably. That's fine. It's a Monday. Let's laugh a little.
Like the last one, that Little League coach just blew me away. I wanted to have that Little League coach when I was a kid, whether that was staged or not. But here's something we could try on a Try a Tuesday.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't always have to be eating food.
No,
and
no,
stuff
no.
Like
it can be something to try.
Something that's gone viral now is a game called Tortilla Fact or Slap. You take a tortilla.
Fact or slap?
And I ask you a question, and if you don't answer correctly, I slap you in the face on it. And the sound effect is amazing. It's like those old movie sound effects.
Actually, this is a good idea. I would be here for it.
I think it would be funny. I so wish we had News Guy Matt back on the show. Chad's not here enough.
No, I know.
You would go for it.
Sure.
Yeah, see, he could take a slap in the face by a tortilla.
Well, yeah, and it's not the hard kind. It's a soft shell.
I was going to say.
It's not filled.
No, it's just a flour tortilla.
Flour tortilla? It's burning a taco on your face.
Yes, very true.
Go ahead and Google it. The video is just as funny as this young couple plays Tortilla Fact or Slap.
Tortilla Fact or Slap. Let's go.
What's our favorite animal?
Koala.
Yeah.
What's my favorite color?
Teal.
Ooh, baby!
What's my brother's middle name?
I don't know.
Oh!
I'm sorry.
What state was my mom born in?
Washington.
You're right.
There you go. I mean, it goes on and on, but I mean, that tortilla hitting
so
the
it
face.
Sounds like it's more trivia questions about each other.
Yeah, you could do it that
okay,
way.
Okay, so basically it. You would ask me, like, what's my favorite baseball team? And yeah. I would say the Red Sox.
Right.
And you would be like, yep, you're
and
correct.
Then you could maybe do a true or false, or whatever you want to do. True or false, my mom was born overseas, or something, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
and you'd be
okay.
Like, oh, true. I mean, that sound effect ooh, sounds like you're getting the back.
I know your middle name. Do you know my middle name?
Topanga.
No.
I thought it was the great.
Yes, that's correct.
No, she's the good.
It's my husband who's great by reputation.
Great, good by name, great by reputation. There you go. So try it at home, the tortilla fact or slap.
I feel like that might need to be a Try It Tuesday, and your middle name is Leo.
How'd you know that?
I know everything.
My dog's name is Leo.
Wait,
it's not my dog. Okay. Chad is coming up next with the news. One big trivia question that you would get the slap if you were playing this game. a question about yourself that Laura and I don't know.
When I was a child, who I liked to imitate in my dining room, and it involved clothing.
What? No, wait. Do we have enough time? Can this be story time with Chad?
To be continued.
Carol Channing? Okay. No. Batman?
No.
It's not Batman?
Nope.
I Love Lucy?
Nope. Fred Rogers.
Fred Rogers?
Oh,
I would
you
change
love
my
Mr.
sweater and my
shoes. Change your shoes?
Yep.
Little Chad. That's so sweet.
Get the man a tortilla. News is up next.
This is Tom and Laura. Weekday mornings on 94KX.
I think it's time to head on out to Spyglass. I think it's time for the weather to be beautiful and the curve to be crushed, whatever we're going to say. We've got Tom Webb in the studio with us. We're all double vaccinated. Isn't that special?
Yeah. I kind of feel like a dog that just got its rabies shot.
You know what? He and I were joking when I opened the front door for him in the hallway. I want some kind of, like a dog tag, like a license. I want some kind of indicator that says, don't worry, I'm double vaxxed.
And it blinks for everybody.
Yeah, so that everybody knows that I, like, I'm cool.
Yeah.
All good in the hood. We're allowed to go and party.
I want my little tag for my collar. That's what I
there
say.
You go.
It's
there
like
you
the
go.
Little ankle biter. You know, the people that own the dog, they bite somebody, and it's like, don't worry, he has
his vaccine.
All the shots.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, well, thank you. I'm so glad to hear that you have all your shots.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
it feels good.
Let's go back to a great season at Spyglass. We have like five concerts to talk about right out of the gate, right?
Yeah, actually, and this year's kind of, last year, of course, was the apocalypse of the entire industry.
Yes.
And even this year, it's still going sideways, but it's starting to come alive.
Okay.
But what I'm hearing in the industry, though, a lot of the bigger places still may, you know, it's right on the line because just out of the fact that, you know, it's still going to congregate 10,000 people or,
yeah.
you know, fairs, you have 5,000 people for the concert, another 8,000 people for funnel cake. So.
Sure. Deep fried Oreos are a big thing. Yeah. Big deal.
Yeah, so they're all coming to us because we're in that sweet spot.
Yes.
So even this week, if we can wedge it in, we got a call from Cheap Trick.
Whoa.
Sheryl Crow.
Mm. Whoa.
Billy Idol.
Yep.
And Creed.
So if you could squeeze them in, you will.
Yeah.
All right.
We said heck with it. You know, let's make up for lost time. Mm-hmm. Can't quit. We don't live forever. And and if we're the only place in Pennsylvania having concerts at this point.
You guys already have some great concerts lined up. Third
Let's
Eye Blind.
Let's take a look at the top 5.
Yeah, so
here.
Third Eye Blind, Blues Traveler, Skillet and Switchfoot, and Get the Let Out. So those are already on the books. Check out the Facebook page, Spyglass Ridge Winery. It's in the Backyard Concert Series. Those tickets are already out there and on sale.
Yep, they're already on
sale.
Perfect. And it seems to be the last couple weeks, people are, you know, we got the brewery open the first weekend of March.
Excellent.
And we had over 1,200 people through.
Mm-hmm.
And then April's been crazy. We've been doing a limited menu. But so we see it. Every weekend, it's more and more. People are coming out, sitting out on the deck. We have all the tables.
Good.
COVID safe.
That's good. So let's dangle a carrot for some shows that the tickets go on sale later this week.
Right. We announce it today.
Okay.
And we're going to be bringing in Blackberry Smoke June 25th. Last year, we had Black Jacket Symphony with Mark
they
Bartel.
They were awesome.
Mm-hmm. The Night of Queen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I got a call 2 weeks ago, and Mark Martel's entire South American tour got canceled because South America's on fire, right?
They mm-hmm. are? Yeah. No, it's not funny.
Yeah.
It's not funny at all.
To look at it.
Yeah, so he's like, you want to have Mark Martel back? I'm like, are you kidding me?
Heck yeah, that
was
a great
an amazing
show.
Night. And he goes, why don't we do this since we're going to come in? We'll do it 4th of July weekend. Friday night, Black Jacket Symphony is going to be doing Pink Floyd, The Wall.
Wow.
So a night of the wall.
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Oh, wow.
The album from start to finish.
Cool.
And they're going to be doing a set of, you know, your favorite Pink Floyd tunes.
Excellent.
And then Saturday, we are going to have Mark Martel do the best of Queen.
Perfect.
Wow.
So, yeah, so he's coming back. And then we're going to have fireworks since that's 4th of July weekend.
Awesome.
And,
wow, that's three great shows right there.
Yep.
Blackberry Smoke and then BJS, The Wall and BJS Queen. Very cool. What else?
July 17th, last year when we went into our COVID-safe concerts with 250 people, all of a sudden we became the kind of tribute band place to be.
Which is okay. super cool. That's still awesome. Cool. That's still very cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we, Eagle Mania was amazing. A night okay. of Eagles. We're going to bring them back. And then Fleetwood Mac Tusk.
Oh, nice. Fleetwood Mac tribute band. Very cool.
Yep. So, and then we're actually going to be adding some more later okay. this summer.
So well, the shows then, we just mentioned, the five tickets go on sale when? Friday?
April 30th, right?
Yep, this Friday.
Okay, good.
Yep, so this Friday, 10 a.m., April 30th, you can get those on brownpapertickets.com. But now you dangled
a couple.
No,
that's actually.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the tickets are right off of our website
now.
Oh,
perfect.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so okay. it actually goes through.
SpyglassRidgeWinery.com. Yeah, that's so easy.
Great. Just go to SpyglassRidgeWinery.com, click. Concert tickets okay. takes you right to the page.
And on your Facebook page, you could win tickets too, right?
Yeah, Michelle, my marketing manager.
She's working it. She's busy.
She's working it while RVing. You know what?
But you know
she's
what?
Sending videos, living the life on the beach, quote, working. Yeah,
We don't call her Michelle Morgan. We call her Michelle Virtual.
Right? Michelle, if you're she's listening on the app. I know she is. We miss you. Can't wait to see you this summer.
I miss her.
Yeah. I'm
unbelievable.
Sure you do.
Yeah,
I'm sure
it's amazing. I guess I shouldn't say this on the radio, but I didn't realize how much she really did when she was.
She's going to
have to get a raise.
It's going to cost me money. Michelle wants me to say this. Make sure that you like and follow Spyglass Ridge Winery on Facebook because you can win tickets to any of the shows that we just mentioned by liking, commenting, and sharing to win. Winners will be announced this Thursday, April 29th. So head on over to Facebook. Make sure that you like and comment to win.
You kind of said that, Tom, but not the way Michelle would have said it.
You have to say it the way Michelle would say it.
Trust me, we miss her.
Yeah. Tom, it's so great to have you back, and let's cross our fingers and hope for a great season, right?
Yeah, I think it's looking good.
A couple of big names that you mentioned. All I heard was Billy Idol and Creed. I heard those names.
And I heard Sheryl Crow. Imagine that.
Yeah.
My girl.
And it's crazy. I'll go home today and I'll get more calls. Because Cheap Trick called.
Yeah.
They called because their tour with Rod Stewart crashed.
Okay.
Because they're all in big arenas.
Yeah.
Okay,
so, and when they were there, 3 years ago when we had Cheap Trick, 4 years ago?
Probably.
Robin Zander still orders a case of our Merlot about every 6 months.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing.
A regular customer.
Yeah, and they served our Merlot that year. They played at our place 3 weeks before they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So he had our Merlot and everything. We get a phone call a week before the event, and they sent us their backstage silks.
Okay.
And we used those as the labels for the wine. And they served our Merlot at their induction dinner.
To the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Spyglass wine on the table.
At the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was an amazing kind of connection. And,
really cool.
As soon as their tour went south, because we've been asking for the last year, you want to come back. And they called us and they're like, you want the guys. So we're trying to find a date and wedge that in.
Well. Don't be a stranger. We're all double vaccinated. Stop in again.
Stop in. Let us know as more things come to the backyard.
We love you guys.
We do indeed. So excited. It's going to be a great summer at Spyglass.
Looking forward to another summer under the 94KX VIP tent.
Heck yeah. Details coming up on how you can win, but make sure if you want to win this week, you like and follow Spyglass Ridge Winery on Facebook.
Tom and Laura. 94.1 WQKX.
Okay, you're at work, and maybe you have to deal with people you don't even know. Maybe you're a sales rep. Maybe you're a marketing person. Tom and Laura's list today, the four ways to talk to someone you have absolutely nothing in common with.
Oh, you know what, Tom? You and I have the gift of the gab. So this is not an issue for us.
No.
But some people find it really difficult to strike up a conversation with someone that they don't know.
That's right. My dad once said, Tommy, because I was Tommy Jr., kind of like Webb. He said, Tommy, you could sell ice cubes to the Eskimos.
You really could. It's true.
So just in case you struggle with it, here's our list of the top four. Starting with number four, come prepared. You can even use like a cheat sheet if you need to. Mm-hmm. It's okay to ask what they call preloaded questions that would make you look okay. You know?
Here's another suggestion. Share something personal. Don't be afraid to just give a little tidbit of your personal life because that makes you connect with the person better.
That's right. That is number three. Get personal. So if you know you have something in common, hey, I understand you went fishing last weekend.
I caught a big trout. Oh, my gosh.
There you go. Get personal. Number two, be a good listener. Most people love talking about themselves, so let them go.
Active listening.
Mm-hmm.
Picking up on something that somebody tells you and then asking them a follow-up question, the easiest way to keep the conversation going.
You're right. And the number one, assume they're interesting. Most people are interesting in one way or another, but some can be rather...
No, stop, stop. Everyone is interesting in their own way. You just have to give them a chance.
If they're interesting in their own way, make sure their own way is like your way too. Even if you're faking it. Just say, yeah, I love to scrub the bathroom tile in my... house. I love to rearrange my sock drawer on the weekends.
Actually, organization does bring me joy. I'm so glad that we have that in common.
Good. I'll put you on the phone every time I take a call. There's the four ways to talk to someone you have nothing in common with.
That's this morning's Little List with Tom and Laura in the Morning on 94KX.
To Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Where has April gone? The Outstanding Teacher Awards from Service First winding down.
That's right. Our friends at Service First, of course, will be hearing from Colleen again. The number four Outstanding Teacher of the Month. $1,000 to their school district, club, or activity. Nominations are still open, however. Mm-hmm. You can go online to WQKX.com and nominate your favorite K-12 teacher. Tell us why they are outstanding.
Last winner this coming Friday.
That's right. We'll talk with Colleen, and it's only right here with Tom and Laura in the Morning on 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Oh, what a show, what a show. What a show for a Monday. And you see, at 6 o'clock...
Monday.
At 6 o'clock, the announcer guy said, hey, we're depending on you. I think we did okay.
We did all right. We had an energetic kind of Monday today, I feel.
A lot of virtual audio, which was a gas. Of course, Laura's good news. We had our usual birthday buddies and stuff like that. And Tom and Laura live in the studio returned with double vaccinated Tom Webb.
I love it.
From Spyglass.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I feel re-energized.
We're slowly
having someone
back.
Standing next to me, wearing our masks, of course. Uh-huh. Wonderful. But I mean, maybe that's the Monday thought of the day. If
oh,
you
really?
Can get vaccinated, everybody's eligible now. So that yes. we can get back to normal. That would be great.
Everybody. I don't care what your belief is here, there, or anywhere. It's going to make life better. Not only for you, but for those of us who are standing next to you. Let's put it that
exactly.
way.
Exactly. Exactly. I love it.
Chad Evans on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. And our girl, Sam Tyler, tonight. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.